Introduction to The Wild Knight and Other Poems. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Robert Smith. The Wild Knight and Other Poems by G.K. Chesterton. Introduction. Another tattered rhymester in the ring, with but the old plea to the sneering schools, that on him too, some secret night in spring, came the old frenzy of a hundred fools, to make something, the old want dark and deep, the thirst of men, the hunger of the stars, since first it tinged even the eternal sleep with monstrous dreams of trees and towns and Mars. When all he made for the first time he saw, scattering stars as misers shake their pelf, then in the last strange wrath broke his own law and made a graven image of himself. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. By the Babe Unborn by G.K. Chesterton. Read for LibriVox.org by Robert Smith. If trees were tall and grasses short, as in some crazy tale, if here and there a sea were blue beyond the breaking pale, if a fixed fire hung in the air to warm me one day through, if deep green hair grew on great hills, I know what I should do. In dark I lie, dreaming that there are great eyes, cold or kind, and twisted streets, and silent doors, and living men behind. Let storm clouds come, better an hour, and leave to weep and fight, than all the ages I have ruled the empires of the night. I think that if they gave me leave within that world to stand, I would be good through all the day I spent in fairyland. They should not hear a word from me of selfishness or scorn, if only I could find the door, if only I were born. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. The World's Lover by G.K. Chesterton. Read for LibriVox.org by Robert Smith. My eyes are full of lonely mirth, reeling with want and worn with scars. For pride of every stone on earth, I shake my spear at all the stars. A live bat beats my crust above, lean foxes knows where I have trod, and on my naked face the love which is the loneliness of God. Outlawed since that great day gone by, when before prince and pope and queen I stood and spoke a blasphemy, behold, the summer leaves are green. They cursed me. What was that to me, who in that summer darkness furled with but an owl and snail to see, had blessed and conquered all the world? They bound me to the scourging stake. They laid their whips of thorn on me. I wept to see the green rods break, though blood be beautiful to see. Beneath the gallows' foot, abhorred, the crowds cried, "Crucify and kill!" Higher the priests sing, "Praise the Lord, the warlock dies!" And higher still shall heaven and earth hear one cry sent, even from the hideous gibbet height, "Praise to the Lord Omnipotent! The vultures have a feast tonight." End of poem. This recording is in the public domain. The Skeleton by G.K. Chesterton. Read for LibriVox.org by Robert Smith. Chattering finch and water fly are not merrier than I. Here among the flowers I lie, laughing everlastingly. No, I may not tell the best. Surely, friends, I might have guessed death was but the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?